At the end of the parsha, Avraham Avinu receives his bris milah, and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer tells us that the bris milah of Avraham Avinu, based on the pasuk, took place on Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on that day. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means from Gzeirah Shavah to Yom HaKippurim that the bris milah of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avram. It says Etzem Hayom Hazeh Bayom Kippur. So the Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer learns from here that Avraham Avinu received his bris milah on Yom Kippur. And it goes on to explain that Chol Shana V'Shana, each and every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Dam HaBris Shel Milah Shel Avraham Avinu. Every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the blood of Avraham's bris. U'mechaper avonoseinu, and provides kapara for all of our averos. As it says in the pasuk, Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem letar eschem. And that dam milah of Avraham Avinu serves as a kapara for us each and every year. And there's a medrash that says, Rabbi Nurai says, Mipnei mad nitna Torah ruach, nitna karas ruach, asar yamim mirashani yamei kiburim. Why is Asar Simei Tshuva so special, where we're so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because Rabbi Nurai explained to the medrash, Kineged Asar Nisyonel Shinisnasa Avraham Avinu V'nimsa Shalim Mekulam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu had tested Avram with 10 tests, one of them being receiving the bris milah at the age of 99. So during these 10 days correspond to the 10 Yisyonos. And Yom Kippur in particular highlights the day that he received the bris milah. And so it's for that reason that these days of Aser Yisrael Tshuva are days of Nidna Karas Rach, the Kadosh Baruch. So Chida writes in the Sefer Nachal Kedumim that the gematria of Be'etem Hayom Hazeh Nimol is exactly the gematria of Yom HaKippurim. Etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Imakolel is exactly the gematria of Yom HaKippurim, which is 417, which is the same gematria Zayis happens to be. I'm not sure how that fits in. But telling us that Be'etem Hayom Hazeh Nimol, that took place in Yom Kippur. Another remez to be taking place in Yom Kippur. And then every single year, like the Pirkei, the Rebbe also tells us that each and every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Dam of Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu. And if you take from the words Vayihi Avram Ben Tishim V'Teisha, from those words in the Torah, the rest of the words in the Parsha, the remaining words are the 355 words after the words Vayihi Avram Ben Tishim V'Teisha. 355 words are the gematria of Shana, and also the gematria of HaKippurim, telling us that when Avraham Avinu received the Bris Milah at the age of 99, he provided kapara each and every shana, each and every year, which is the gematria again of 355. The Zohar tells us that there are 365 days in the solar calendar. Well, that we know that there are 365 days in the solar calendar. And the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that Hasatan is the gematria in 364. So they're telling us that there's one day of the year that the Satan doesn't have any bilus, we're completely free of the Yetzihara, the Satan, that's on Yom HaKippur. That's what the Gemara tells us. So then the Zohar adds that there are 365 gidim, sinews, in the body, which correspond to the 365 days of the year, the solar calendar. So every day has a different gid that's corresponding to it. So the Zohar says, for example, Tisha B'Av is connected to Gid HaNasha. And there's a lot of depth, of course, why the Gid HaNasha corresponds to Tisha B'Av. The Sfas Emes suggests that the Gid HaMila corresponds to Yom HaKippurim. Because it's on this day, Yom HaKippurim, where we remove the Satan, doesn't have any control over us, and the Bris Mila is really what represents the entire body. It's kol ha-gidim, it includes all the gidim of the body, all the kochos of the body. So that's why on Yom Kippur, which is the day that Avraham Avinu received the Bris Milah, which corresponds to the Milah of the 365 days a year, and for that reason we have a certain koach and protection from the Yetzirah of the Satan. And it's through the koach, through the advances of Avraham Avinu, that we're protected every single year. So Mirza Hashem we should be zocha to have a year protected from the kochos of the Satan, of the Yetzihara, of all the tumah around us, and be mechazek, the mekadesh, the gid hamila, and turn every single day into a pure day like Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh Nimol Avraham.